We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Plunging over! Touchdown, UCLA! Let him eat!
He's about to get crushed, and he is down at the 9-yard line.
A keeper, DTR to the left side, springs free, has daylight. There it is! Touchdown, UCLA!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We are here. The Bruin Insider Show is back. The band is ready to go. I want to welcome everybody to the program. We appreciate you for listening. For former UCLA quarterback Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I am Brian Fenley. Get us on Twitter as we will continue the UCLA sports conversation online 24/7. Wayne is on Twitter at Wayne Cook UCLA, Nick Cope, N-K-O-O-P, and I'm on Twitter at Brian Fenley. Now, a lot is going on in the world right now. We don't have a lot of answers to a lot of things, but here's what we can tell you as we prepare you for what's to come on this episode of the program. We'll tell you why UCLA and the Pac-12 are trending towards coming back sooner than presumably originally expected. Yes, the football team, as of this week, is back on the practice field as they get in some skill work. That is good news. And then we're going to introduce you to a medical breakthrough as far as testing is concerned that Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott has called a game changer and could hasten the return of sports in the Pac-12. Also, we have some great interviews. Wayne Cook is with us, and I can't wait to get his perspective, Nick, on how the players are using, say, these last 4 to 5 to 6 months to optimize their time during this holding pattern so that when we do get games back, that the football team is ready to go.
Oh my gosh, guys, listen, this is where I'm at. I think these football players are probably going crazy right now. I think they got a little taste. They've watched some football, and I know we've had a lot going on from you remember back when the players were asking you know, there was the united group of players that were fighting for certain things. And we've got the COVID-19 stuff going on. We've got, I mean, it's just been insane. And then to have three of the Power Five conferences say we're going to play and two of the Power Five conferences say we're not going to play. I mean, this has to be hard. I mean, it's got to be really, really, really confusing. And I try to think of myself as a player, even though it's been many years. And you know, from the beginning, I already know what I want to play. I mean, I want to play. I want to be out there. I want to be on the sidelines broadcasting. And I have a feeling that a lot of these players feel the same way, but they also understand what we're going through right now. And it's been confusing. It's been crazy. And it was kind of funny, guys. I'm looking at our schedule right now and I'm like, man, wouldn't it be fun to be talking about being 2-0 about how well we played against New Mexico State and Hawaii. I mean, this was the year of the schedule, right? And all that's been thrown out. And if we do end up playing a season, the schedule is going to be a lot harder. But here, I'll wrap it up this way. The players, I'm sure, are anxious. I know they're working hard. We all see the videos and the posts, and they're getting in shape. I agree with – I love your tease at the beginning about testing, and we'll talk about that later. But it feels more like – you know how we've gone through this roller coaster, guys, of positives of, you know, I think we're going to play, and then, oh, crud, we just postponed the season. We're not going to play. And then it was like radio silence forever. From the Pac-12, it's like everybody's talking about the Big 12 and all how they butchered things or how they did things well. And I mean, they're getting, and then all of a sudden the Pac-12 comes out with this bomb of like, hey, listen, we've got testing, and it's changed things again. So I'm in a very positive mindset right now. It's doesn't look like it's going to be spring if it happens, because it just feels like everything's against that. So why not sooner? And I don't know when it is. I don't have the answers, but I guarantee you those players right now are more than pumped up and working their butts off and preparing for sooner than later. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, look, guys, I think what we're going to try to accomplish here on this show over the next couple months until we do get sports back is we're getting new information every week, every day, and we're going to help fans understand what that means for UCLA and how our athletic programs are going to proceed forward. And then also, we've got a lot of coaches and players who, yes, they're able to practice some, but they've got free time. And so we're going to talk to them. We're going to find out how they're dealing with the pandemic and help tell their stories. And we're going to hear from a couple of people from the soccer pitch. We've got Benny Fellhaber coming on a little bit later. He's the new assistant coach for the men's soccer program. Had a great conversation with him. And then Brian, on the women's side, you had a great chat with Karina Rodriguez as well.
Oh, yeah, so much to get to, but we are going to begin on the other side talking about football. So set in, get comfortable. Wayne Cook is with us. We are in good hands. Nick Cope as well. I'm Brian Fenley. And coming up on the other side, the Pac-12 latest medical milestone and why Larry Scott calls this a game changer. What will it look like? How will this benefit UCLA as they push to return to the field? That and so much more coming up right after this. Appreciate you listening to the Bruin Insider Show.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
That is right. It is the triple option. Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, Brian Finley. I want to welcome you to the Bruin Insider Show, our first show of the season. Glad to have you with us. And we had some great news that came in last week as far as the Pac-12 and their return to competition. Larry Scott was on a Zoom call and basically said that they have partnered with a corporation where they have found cutting-edge technology to allow for on-site rapid testing for the coronavirus. Essentially, guys are going to get their results within 15 minutes. This is humongous. No other conference is doing this. As I said before, Larry Scott called this a game changer. This will be daily testing and is the best way to avoid an outbreak, because if you have it and the test done every day, you are going to be able to find out who has it, locate that, and then isolate. These are testing materials that are supposed to come to Pac-12 campuses at the end of this month, and it's supposed to be pretty affordable. Also will be used on game days to help detect asymptomatic players. Wayne, you have heard this news. This is great. There's a lot of positivity coming out of it, and you're a very positive guy. So when you heard this, what was your knee-jerk reaction to this initiative and this development in the Pac-12?
Yeah, I'm pumped up. I did my podcast with our friend Stephen Hartzell, College Sports Now, last week, right? I mean, like right before the news came out, and I was like, man, I was kind of mad. I went on a little bit of a tirade, and I'm like, listen, I'm over this. I went off on how California high school, because everybody's calling us kind of wimps out here on the West Coast. I was mad. I was challenging any high school team in America to take on our best high school teams. I was talking about all the great players that come out of the Pac-12 anywhere, how many proud programs we have. I mean, I just went off, and then I went off on everybody that covers the Pac-12. I'm tired of people saying, well, our fan bases aren't as good out here. Stop. When UCLA is winning, our fans are just fine. I've been in the Rose Bowl when it's rocking. I've been, not to mention the other guys across town, but I've been in that stadium when they're winning. I've been in Washington. I've been at Oregon. I've been at Washington State. Stop. We have proud, proud football out here in the Pac-12, and I'm tired of it. I'm kind of sick of hearing about it. And so when it was like right after that, I just went off. It was like one of my best tirades ever in the history of tirades. And I go off on a lot of them, and I'm sitting there, and then the news comes out the next day, and I'm like, maybe the Pac-12 is just the smart guy in the room. And instead of talking this whole time, like the Big Ten has been doing, and I'm not putting them down, they're just kind of set back and they're doing things behind the scenes. Like, you don't need to hear us all the time. We're doing our due diligence. We're studying, we're working. And then all of a sudden, bam, not only do we have testing, but it's 15 minutes and it's daily. And it's going to be at every school in the conference. We have an agreement with I forget the name of the group, but this is a done deal. And once we get the supplies, we're off and running. And when I hear Larry Scott say it's a game changer, We know the roadblock right now is, from what I believe, is California and Oregon, because they still have government issues with, like, I think there's still issues not being able to practice. But still, come on, California, figure it out. If the NFL can play, why can't college play? I mean, I'm serious. Like we can do this. And so, and if there's testing daily, again, one thing I've learned during this pandemic, guys, is that, you know, all the people out there say, follow the science. My answer always is, which science? Because there's a lot of different science out there. And which one do you believe? And it's usually whatever side of the political spectrum you're on, which is scary to me. You know, different doctors have different opinions on this stuff. So when people say that, I'm like, well, that's simple. What I've learned is I'm not all that smart. And I think, because everybody, you guys know this, everybody thinks they know everything.
Yeah.
Just look at Twitter, listen to the radio. Everybody has their answers. Well, I know I don't have them. But to me, if you can test every day and you can get the results in 15 minutes, I mean, that's on game day too. That means that everybody on the field does not have COVID. So go practice, get after it. So to me, it seems like this is a game changer. It seems like it's something that should be catapulting this. You know, obviously we don't have the test yet. You pointed it out, Brian, that they're not going to come till the end of the month, but so what then? Let's have a month of practice, however long it takes, and let's start playing, shoot in November. Let's go, let's get it on. And then I'll say one more thing. And I you can tell I get excited about this. So to answer your question, I'm pumped. I think it's a big deal. This, we need to be married to the Big Ten. Okay. And I've heard some people behind the scenes, and I know that it's being talked about, guys. They need to be married to the Big Ten. They need to be playing football at the same time. I think it really helps both conferences. And then I know the Rose Bowl this year is a playoff game. You have a second Rose Bowl. Have one later between the Big 12 and the Big Ten and the Pac-12. To me, it makes – and if you want to add three more of those matchups, like the top four teams in each conference play each other in a bowl game, go for it. But there's an opportunity right here to have all eyes on those two conferences later. And I know that everybody listening back east is probably like, oh, it doesn't matter. Well, you're already acting like you can win a national championship without two of the Power Five conferences playing. So we'll do that too without you. And so it works both ways. I know people don't like to see it that way, but let's go. So anyway, yes, I am very excited about this news.
Well, Wayne, you alluded to it that California and Oregon still need their county and state health officials to clear this. And once the testing is issued to the universities and once they can demonstrate its effectiveness, it seems reasonable that then the Pac-12 and these schools will be able to go to those county and state officials, do the same thing that the pro NFL teams have done. That's how they've been given exemptions, is because they've been able to do the daily testing. Now with that capability, it seems like we will have that. And you alluded to where I was wanting to go with you, which is how important is the Big Ten in all of this, because they've got their own issues going on right now.
Right.
They don't have the daily testing lined up that the Pac-12 now has. And you'll see this across the country where there are some schools who are doing daily testing, but it's not consistent across their respective conferences. So what I'll pose to you then is, if the Big Ten, for whatever reason, is not ready to go, and let's say the Pac-12 can start in November and be a factor for the playoff, do you potentially say, we love you, Big Ten. We know we have a ton of history, but we got to do this.
Yeah, I do. I think that could be a case. And I think you play, because listen, there's a lot of factors at play here. And I know there's a lot of people out there that are thinking, well, it's just a sport. Why are you guys so worried about this? Man, there's so much more to this than it just being a game, you guys. I know that some people don't understand this, and they didn't understand this when I played. But when you're an athlete, you put everything into it. It's your life. It doesn't mean that these people don't have stuff outside of sports, but it is a huge, huge, huge commitment, monumental. It's from your body to just every day. It's actually such a big deal that, like, athletes 30, 40 years after they're done playing still wake up and have nightmares about missing a meeting. I mean, it's a big deal. It matters to athletes, not to mention all the ones that have aspirations of playing beyond college. You know, think about Demetric Felton, for example. You know, he's easy to compare to Tyreek Hill because he kind of looks the part and has the same number. He has a chance. He had a great year last year, but I don't think if you asked him, it wasn't consistent enough. He didn't have a great game. He had several great games, but he had other games where he was not as involved. I know that he's a guy that would love to have a great senior year, because it's just going to put him in another category and give him an opportunity to make a lot more money at the next level. Not to mention all the players that this might be their last shot. We already watched senior classes last year in baseball, and high school sports that lost something that they'll never get back. To me, it's a tragedy. And I know some people are like, that's not a tragedy, Wayne. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, it's reality is all about perception, right? So if in your life, that's your world, it matters. You know, I mean, trust me, it's a big deal. So I think you play for the players to give them that opportunity, to give them that opportunity to showcase their skills and to do their thing that they want to do. But here's the deal too. And I think this is a great lesson for everybody too. It's not like the Pac-12 came up with this testing and has this marriage to this company that's going to help them out and says, ha, we got this and you don't. We're better than you. Share it. Let's go. Let's make this to where everybody can have it. I mean, we need to do that more as a country. When you have great ideas and come up with things, it's not like we got it before you. I mean, shoot, we need to do this as a world. You know, if we're coming up with things that are going to help people, let's share it. I mean, we need more of that. So hopefully, and I actually think this is what's happening, because when Commissioner Scott said this is a game changer, he didn't just go sit behind his desk and, you know, and chill. Like, trust me, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. There's a lot of meetings. There's a lot of discussions. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of communication with the Big Ten also. And so I have a feeling there's a lot going on right now.
That is the voice of Wayne Cook. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. This is the Bruin Insider Show. And one thing to finish this off, this segment, guys, is that one perk of waiting here is that you cut down on any potential interruption to a season. So, you know, we don't know. We hope everything goes as planned for these other conferences. But I think with the daily testing, once that gets involved in the protocol, that you take away any risk potentially of a stop and a start situation. And then the coaches can just worry about a game. And they don't have to worry about, all right, are we going to play this week? Do we have the bodies? Do we have the numbers? All right, coming up on the other side, we're going to get Wayne's take on how he wants, if he was a player, to stay positive during this lull. We'll take him back into the time machine. He still has blonde hair, I believe, so that hasn't changed. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from IMG.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Keys, 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 keys on that keys, 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 all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
State Farm, prices made just for you. That's what I said now. Prices that surprise you. Just go ahead now. Keep that money in your pockets. And that's on bread now. Save up. Maybe one day buy a rocket. Just get it cool now.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Wayne Cook.
We are back. Yes, this is the Bruin Insider Show with Learfield IMG. And some good news for UCLA football, guys. Starting this week, We're going to move from just fitness as far as what the players can do to now getting in some skill work. Yes, they are tighter regulations than other conferences, but we are moving in the right direction. What I'm hearing is 12 hours of practice weekly, or you're able to use that allotment of time. And it's workouts that will be in bunches of 12. You got to social distance, of course, through this. And Wayne, as I bring you in here, my question for you is, look, you're not exactly practicing as a team right now. You're not wearing the pads. You're not hitting. So what is your say if you were to step into being a player for a moment in keeping the mental sharpness? Because, yes, this is not exactly what you're used to, but you have to kind of keep that way, because any day now in this fluid situation, we could get the green light to get back to practice.
Right. And I want to tap into what you said before we went to break too, because I thought it was a great point about, sometimes prolonging this might make it to where we don't lose as much.
Yes.
Meaning that, like, if you go a little bit later and you get to practice the way you're supposed to, because look at, we watched BYU Navy last night, right? And BYU just was a juggernaut. But then you find out that it sounds like Navy hadn't done any hitting in practice. It's really hard to play football.
Yeah.
When you haven't practiced hitting. I mean, it takes a while to get used to that. And so to play a game against a physical team that's usually much older than the rest of the teams you play, and to not be prepared to hit the way, because that wasn't Navy last night. That didn't even look like a Navy team. That's a great point. And for UCLA, as slow as they're getting to progress because of California rules and, some skill work, even something as simple as quarterbacks and receivers being able to throw, is a huge deal, because timing is all you work on. I mean, as a person that's played quarterback, we spent every summer throwing. Everybody stayed behind. We didn't go home. We stayed at school and we threw all summer, and you just work on your timing. And that's why when you see good quarterbacks and receivers, it's like, man, they can almost read each other's minds. Well, it's because they've basically been living together. I mean, they're doing everything they can to get prepared. So it's really, really important. And I'll end with this. Leadership is going to be a huge, huge deal here. And I'm not talking about the coaches. We live in a world right now where we feel like it's the coaches' jobs all the time to make sure everybody knows what they're doing. And they do this at all levels. And it drives me crazy because, yeah, coaches need to be leaders. I get it. But if you don't have leadership from within, if you don't have players, and I'm talking about Dorian Thompson Robinson, I'm talking about, the returning offensive lineman, I'm talking about Demetric Felton, I'm talking about, any of the players on this team that and it doesn't have to be an older guy. They need to make sure, just like we used to in the summer, 25 years ago, coaches couldn't be there. We did it on our own. I mean, I used to organize passing league games against local junior colleges. We'd call up their coaches and say, hey, we want to come play you. And we'd go play 7-on-7. And there was no coaches around. It was just players. It was awesome. And that's the kind of leadership that these guys are going to need. And if they get that, I think they'll be fine. And then once they get to start going and having full practices, they'll do that. But that leadership that's being developed right now, the coaches already have it. I love this coaching staff, but the players have to have it. And if they want to have a special year, and I know a lot of these guys, no one thinks we're going to be any good. This UCLA team, sneaky, they've been behind the scenes kind of like, we think we have a chance to be really good in year three under Chip Kelly. And I think that starts with the type of leaders you have on the team.
Well, Wayne, you bring up coaches, and I wanted to get your take on a couple of new members of this coaching staff. Brian Norwood coming in. He was the co-defensive coordinator last year at Navy and at Kansas State the year before that. He's going to be the defensive backs coach, also has the titles of assistant head coach and passing game coordinator. Those Navy and K-State teams saw improvements defending the pass year over year with him there. You also have Johnny Nansen coming over from USC to be the new D-line coach. He's a Pac-12 guy through and through and is known as a really good recruiter on the West Coast. So what do you make of these hires, and how do you think they will help improve this team on the defensive side of the ball, which frankly needs to be improved?
Yeah, you guys, I both great hires. Okay, obviously we saw Navy completely fell apart without coach. I mean, they gave up 50-something points. I mean, that's terrible. So yeah, UCLA on the defensive side needed something, and it's been a struggle. And it's something that sometimes just getting a new voice and a new perspective. And, you know, we know that, that coach Az is still running the ship, but to have some new voices in that room and to have, sometimes that's a good thing, shake things up. And I think sometimes it leads to players being uncomfortable. And I actually like that. Athletes should be uncomfortable. They should feel like they're always being tested, that they're always, you know, fighting for their jobs. And so to have a couple of new faces, and there's more than that, you know, there's the, throughout the department that come in and maybe have a different perspective. Maybe they come in and they see something, you know, a lot of times when you've been in something for a couple of years, you know, you kind of get used to things, but when you come in and see something for the first time, maybe your reaction is, hey, we should be better at this, or maybe these guys aren't working hard enough, or the leadership's not where it needs to be. So I like it. And I think they were great hires. Again, I think Coach Kelly's put together a great staff. Now it's time for it to come together. It's time for the players to come together. It's, you've got an experienced quarterback, you've got some experienced players, and a great coaching staff. So now it's time to do it in the wins and losses column.
Wayne Cook, Nick Coe, Brian Fenley with you with the Bruin Insider Show. Wayne, we are going to keep you on with us, but we are going to make a pivot. We are going to bring on UCLA star soccer player Karina Rodriguez. She is going to hang out with us next. And coming up, my interview with her as she talks about how her and the team have coped with the events the last 6 months. We'll get her perspective on how things are going with her team as they rush back to the pitch. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the Learfield IMG College Network.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys, 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 all across the lane.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics.
Go Bruins!
Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Feel good banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit UCLA.Westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
And yes, we've got more Wayne Cook talking football at the latter portion of this hour, so don't go anywhere. More football discussion in the near future. But first, look, if you go into a dictionary and you see the last name Rodriguez, basically what it reads is standout UCLA women's soccer player. You've got Annika Rodriguez, who just finished up her career with the Bruins. Now her younger sister, Karina, a senior defender, is ready to dominate, ready to get this team into that national championship game. And she made a celebrity appearance with us on the Bruin Insider Show. Karina, thank you so much for being with us. I want to start with this. What have been your experiences like the last 6 months as far as
how it's altered your perspective on soccer, a game that you really love.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a roller coaster. You know, we went from training day in, day out, every day up at campus, to shutting down immediately, clearing out. Everyone was sent home. We were actually the last team to be on campus training. They stopped everyone in the middle of our training, and we had no idea. Yeah, we had no idea. And we get back, and like all of Acosta's cleared out, and we're all like, where is everyone? What is going on?
Yeah.
it was crazy. We were cleared out. And you know, we went from having this sport that we have just thrown all of ourselves into to not having it at all.
Yeah.
And so I think it just really changed everyone's perspective that, you know, we are not just soccer players. That's not my identity. And it can be really difficult to actually separate that. So, you know, during this time, we've just really got the opportunity to see who are we outside of soccer. What does soccer mean to us, really? And so for that, I'm thankful for this downtime, because it's just given all of us a new perspective on who we are, who our identity is, and kind of what the game really means to us.
Karina, how have you been using this current situation, the holding pattern, to make the best of it, in the sense that, yes, this has changed your perspective. It has opened up your eyes to looking at soccer in a new light, but that when games do come back, that you will have a head start with this team and you'll be ready to compete at a high level.
Yeah, we know that we need to be ready to roll when the time comes. There's other conferences that are playing games right now, and that's the time that we're not getting right now, and not having that, you know, game time, game realistic play can be hard for us, but we're really taking the time to, you know, look at our weaknesses. What can I improve on? Maybe it's my left foot, my accuracy of my passes. Maybe it's being more specific on where I'm playing my passes, the texture, just so many little things that you don't really think about, and you don't really get the time to think about and really sit down and work on it. And so I think that downtime is what we're really using that for right now. I think we see it in trainings too. You know, we can't be within 6 feet of each other, but it's giving our forwards more opportunities to shoot, to work on their placement, to work on their technique. And that's not something that you would normally get when we're training all together as a team. So I think really taking advantage of this downtime to improve ourselves as individuals. So when we do come together, we're all peaking at our best. And when we do come together, we'll kind of hopefully fit in and be able to just start rolling.
Karina Rodriguez joins us with UCLA Soccer. I'm Brian Fenley. You spoke about Kaya. Also want to talk to you about what she's doing as far as her platform in championing social justice. What's your perspective on what she's been able to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can speak on behalf of everyone here that knows her, that we are extremely proud of her. We always knew that, you know, she would go on from UCLA and she would continue to use her voice to fight for what she believes in. And so just doing whatever we can to encourage her, to support her, to uplift her maybe when she's tired, all of those things has been, I think, key for us and people close to her to continue to push her to do those things. And I think it's also been inspiring. I mean, it's inspired so many of us to kneel back in 2017, to continue to fight for it now. She's just been a great role model to see, someone who kind of, you know, backs up what they're saying with actions. Yeah. And really wants to see change. And she's really out there, doing that. And so we're really proud of her, and it's very inspiring.
Kaya is on the Washington Spirit. You've got another former teammate on the Washington Spirit and Ashley Sanchez, and she's making headway, making a quick rise as far as dominating at the professional level, recently winning the Future Legend Award at the NWSL Challenge Cup. How proud are you of her and her emergence in the pro game?
I am extremely proud of her. I can't even put into words how proud I am. We actually played club soccer together before we were at UCLA. So Ashley and I are very, very close friends. We roomed together freshman year and sophomore year. So I've just been able to see her grow into this just mature woman and player. And, you know, I think she works so hard off camera when no one's looking. And so just to see that all pay off on the field and to her, and for her to get recognition for it, has been amazing.
Your sister Annika is also amazing. How closely have you been monitoring her professional career?
Yeah, it's been different. You know, we spent every day together for a lot of years and now she's out there on her own. But I think the same with Ashley. You know, there's always a story behind what everyone sees. And I think for my sister, she's had to overcome two ACLs at UCLA, and she's come back stronger every time. And so I knew she would go out there and she would make it happen. And I think that's what she's done. And she's in Holland now. She's having the best time from what I hear. And she's just enjoying being able to play. I tell her all the time, I'm super jealous. So I'm like, I don't want to hear any complaining.
It sounds like that sibling rivalry is showing itself once again. What sort of thought have you put into what you want to do after college? Is it soccer? Is it something else? What are you envisioning?
It's funny because we all try to make plans. And if anything, yeah. I think COVID has taught us no matter how many plans you make, yeah. It never goes the way that you planned it. And so I think for me, it's just been taking one day at a time, making the most of every day. But I definitely would like to continue to play soccer after. Where that is specifically, I'm not sure. I'm kind of going wherever it takes me. But I'm really excited to, you know, finish it out with UCLA Women's Soccer and hopefully get that last season, get that last chance to get the national championship, because I'm really excited about the team this year. They've been looking great so far. But yeah, so hopefully continuing to play soccer somewhere pro. Maybe I'll get to play against Annika again and against Ashley and Kaya. And who knows where the where it'll take me. But I'm excited and I look forward to the future. But I'm also excited to, you know, finish it out with UCLA and hopefully win a national championship.
I'm holding you to that. The Bruins soccer community is as well. Appreciate you, Karina Rodriguez, for coming on. And we cannot wait to watch your team get back onto the field. So that was Karina. And we have someone who also spent a lot of time playing professionally, Benny Fellhaber, and he joins UCLA's men's soccer coaching staff. Nick Cope spoke with him and his brilliant MLS career, which was on display. That conversation on the other side. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the Learfield IMG Network.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
To celebrate State Farm's surprisingly great rates, we gave this song surprisingly great lyrics.
Here we go. It's so cheap. Yeah, I got a great rate on the down low. Cause Jake isn't your average Joe. Hard to believe. Yeah, nobody does it like State Farm
Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
The UCLA men's soccer team is on the rise. Ryan Jordan heading into year two at the helm as the Bruins head coach. And Nick, this offseason, he's sweetened up his coaching staff.
Yeah, he has. He was initially a walk-on before becoming a standout midfielder for the UCLA men's soccer team in the early 2000s. And now, after a 15-year professional career in Europe, MLS, and for the U.S. national team, he is back in Westwood. Great to have Benny Fellhaber join us on the Bruin Insider Show. Benny, how is it being back in Southern California, the record heat and the pandemic notwithstanding?
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Appreciate the introduction. But yeah, it's been it's good. It's good to be back in California. I've lived in California since my high school days and college days. Obviously, soccer took me away from the U.S. altogether and then obviously brought me back. So it's cool to see it come full circle for me and now be back at, you know, in Southern California at UCLA and now in a coaching instead of playing. And so that's pretty cool for me and to kind of start my post-playing career here is as perfect as I could have pictured it.
What ultimately appealed to you about becoming a coach?
Well, I mean, I knew after I stopped playing soccer that whether it be a coach, whether it be on the media side, whether it be in like a front office role, I was going to stay, you know, close to soccer. It's what I've always loved. It's what I know more than anything. And, you know, coaching was one of those potential avenues. And so I still don't know entirely what the future, you know, for the rest of my career might bring, but I do know that this was a great opportunity for me to start somewhere that is a place that gave me a lot. All my opportunities came from me being a UCLA Bruin soccer player and going to school there and kind of becoming the player that I became. And so now it's great to be able to, like I said, as my first post-playing job, it'll be coaching, you know, and coaching at UCLA college kids. And I think that's something that's really appealing to me. The fact that UCLA, in my opinion, probably up until, you know, 5 years, 10 years ago, was ultimately the number one soccer program in the nation. And there's been, you know, a rough 5-10 year patch, maybe with some sprinkled in good years. I mean, I want to see this get back to where it was when I used to play here. And I think that's what the coaches want, what the players want. I think past alumni want to see that. And so I take it as a big responsibility, me coming in as one of the assistant coaches, to try and do everything I can to help these players succeed individually and obviously get the team to perform at their highest level. So it's an exciting moment for me and grateful for the opportunity that I was given as well.
We're talking with new UCLA men's soccer assistant coach Benny Fellhaber here on the Bruin Insider Show. Let's talk a little bit about the team now. I know you haven't been on the job for very long, but watching the team last year in Ryan Jordan's first season, the record doesn't look great on paper, but just watching, you could see that this team was competing game in and game out, and you can see where the wins will come in the future. What have you been able to glean in the short amount of time that you've been around?
Yeah, I mean, I think you put it pretty well. I think, you know, based on the record, I think the record was, you know, unfortunately, and I don't want to, you know, say anything bad about, you know, how the team performed last year because I wasn't there. But in terms of just purely record, I think it's one of the, you know, the worst records we've had as a soccer program in recent memory. And so when I started watching a lot of games from last year over the last, you know, month or so, I was expecting to see bad performances. That's not exactly what I saw. You know, I thought there were many more positives than I expected. I think in terms of what Ryan is trying to accomplish with the players and the team, I think he's already built something it's got the cornerstones of becoming something positive. And so in terms of, you know, building out of the back, everybody having that confidence to have the ball at their feet, connect the next pass, those are all principles that are instilled already in the team and in the players that, you know, are coming back this year. And so the things that I see that I think we can improve on are being more dangerous in the final third, creating more runs that kind of force the opponent's defense to make difficult decisions, make passes that make the opponent's defense make difficult decisions. Defensively, when we do lose the ball, how can we be better at not only trying to win the ball back quicker, but also if the other team is able to kind of break that press, how can we react to make it difficult for the other team to not just have, you know, a counterattack where it's a 3-on-2 or a 2-on-1, things like that. And so I think that there's a lot of good, you know, cornerstones in place. And then it's about, you know, let's help these kids kind of see what positions they can try something more, be a little bit more aggressive, put the other team in the back foot. And I think that's one thing that was maybe lacking a little bit, but that's something that comes with more practice, more time. And obviously Ryan's been here for one season only. And so you just need more time to develop those kind of things. But I feel optimistic about what I saw from last year and what steps need to be taken for this team to truly start being competitive every single week and in the conference and of course in the tournament. So there's a lot of positives to take from the games that I watched last year.
And then with you specifically, how do you see your playing style and your experiences jiving with what Ryan is trying to do and make those improvements that you just spoke about?
Right. Well, I mean, one thing that is great is that as a player, the way I played, I would love to play in the system that Ryan's trying to put together. You know, so that's one, I think, thing that is right off the bat that helps. You know, he sees the game a very similar way that I do. I would want to play on a team that tries to build out of the back, be the team that has the ball, that creates the chances, that doesn't just play off of the other team's mistake. They kind of force the other team into difficult decisions and create opportunities that way. You know, I don't like to compare too much, whether it's college to professional or other leagues or whatever, but just some similarities for me having played at LAFC, there are similarities from that team that came out of nothing. It was an expansion team when I went there. And the way that Bob kind of built that team and the things that he explained to players and coached players on are things that I think are similar to what Ryan's doing and things that I think I can bring to the table as well to kind of help, you know, that next phase of improving the offensive opportunities, the creation of chances, obviously, eventually, hopefully scoring more goals as well. And so I think that there's a lot of compatibility between what Ryan's trying to do and what kind of I see the game as and what I think I can bring to the table.
Talking with Benny Fellhaber here on the Bruin Insider Show, the new assistant coach for the UCLA men's soccer team. A fan favorite throughout your career, lots of support when you announced your retirement. When you talk to fans and with all your experience with the U.S. national team and all the success you had with Sporting KC, which moment or match do fans bring up the most?
Yeah, well, fans mostly bring up my goal against Mexico in Gold Cup, you know, in 2007. And I think it's great. I mean, I think it's a moment that's going to be enshrined in history, us beating Mexico. And so I'm very proud of being part of that moment. But if you ask me, I think the moment or the game, I guess, that I'm most proud of and kind of look back fondly was probably that Spain game. I came on as a sub in that game, but our team played as a real team. I think it's if I were to like pick one game where whatever team I was on played as more of a team than any other game, that was it. You know, we did everything we were supposed to do to try and essentially beat the best team in the world at the time. Spain hadn't lost a game, I think, in 35 games, and everybody was in tune with what the team wanted to do. And I think that's something that's very special and rarely you find. And so that's definitely a moment that I'll always remember.
Of course, obviously the Spain team that would go on to win the World Cup the next year.
Right.
Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. And whenever we're able to watch this team out on the field, we'll be excited.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Nick.
Benny Fellhaber here on the Bruin Insider Show. If you liked hearing Benny talk soccer as much as I did, he's got a podcast you can listen to with fellow soccer professionals. It's called BSI, the podcast. And hopefully you're subscribed to this show too. Just search UCLA Bruins wherever you get your podcasts. When we come back, more football chatter with Wayne Cook. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Feel Good Banking. That's what you get with Westcom, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Because for every Bruin who opens an account, Westcom will donate $100 to local food banks. Let's do good together. Visit ucla.westcom.org for more details. Westcom is insured by NCUA. Certain terms and conditions may apply.
I just got more care packages from the Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa and Naples Rib Company in Long Beach. I love their world-famous baby back ribs, slow-roasted tri-tip, and hot sausages. You know, Newport and Naples Rib Company is Bruin-owned and operated for more than 30 years, and John sent a note with the care packages. It says, Bruin Radio Crew, remind the Bruin faithful that this year, Newport and Naples Rib Company have a booth set up in the fan zone so everyone can order their BBQ specialties at every home game. Just come over to Lot H or order it for your next tailgate at ribcompany.com.
Keys on that
keys, all across the land.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys on that ice.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Any football coach will tell you as a player, control what you can control. And as Chip Kelly said, the head football coach for UCLA, just about a month ago, he said, we can only do what we can do, and we certainly can't do anything other than that. There's only so much in his window that he's able to control. And one thing that is on his mind is his offensive line. Who is going to protect Dorian Thompson-Robinson? You've got Jake Burton, Chris Murray, and Boss Tagaloa moving on from the O-line from a season ago. So Wayne, educated guess on the starting offensive line for the Bruins. Who's going to be the five?
You know, I don't know, but I love that about Chip Kelly. And real quick, you guys, and I know I shouldn't do what I'm about to do because we don't have that much time, but those interviews were awesome. I love listening to athletes. I loved what Karina Rodriguez, what she said about there's always a story behind the scenes.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, people have to overcome so much. I mean, there's so much that people go through, and right now we're all going through it. Chip Kelly has always impressed me with his ability to look forward. Mm-hmm. He's really good at it. He doesn't want any part of anybody that talks about hypotheticals. It's like he just focuses on what's real. He's a very positive growth mindset person. So you've got Sean Ryan, you guys, which is a great place. Trust me, as a guy that played with Jonathan Ogden, when you have a beast at left tackle that starts as a freshman and looks like he could be as good as anybody in the conference, that's a great place to start. I know that Jake Burton has moved on. I believe it's Baylor that he decided to be a graduate transfer. That hurts because he's got a lot of experience. But I like players like Morazzo and Anderson and Gaines. And there's players there. And one of the best coaches on this staff, in my opinion, so far, especially with recruiting and coaching both, is Coach Fry. He's been amazing. So I think they're going to be fine there. I really, really do. And so, but it starts with that Sean Ryan. He's going to be awesome.
As Matt Stevens would say, the big heavies, the offensive line. Wayne, thank you so much. Coming up next, an ex-UCLA Bruin fearlessly buzzing past the competition at tennis's U.S. Open. What are the chances she wins a Grand Slam? We'll discuss it next on the Bruin Insider Show, Learfield IMG College.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Yes, the crew is here, and UCLA tennis has been a breeding ground for some outstanding play over the years, and that's credit to, on the women's side, head coach Stella Sampras-Webster. One of her pupils, Jen Brady, is on a run at the U.S. Open right now, taking place in New York. The 28th seed is into the semifinals. She has not dropped, Nick, a set all tournament, and never before until her has a women former college player made it to the semifinal of a major.
She is just mowing through the competition right now. The longest she's been on the court is an hour and a half, and that was against another former major champion in Angelique Kerber, and was able to beat her pretty routinely. She's playing the best tennis of her life right now. She credits it to some time she spent in Germany last winter training outside of the traditional tennis training ground of Florida. She decided to mix things up. It paid off in the Australian Open. She took down Ash Barty and Maria Sharapova there. And now here in the U.S. Open, into the semifinal, and she's got a big matchup on Thursday night. You're going to want to tune into this, folks. Naomi Osaka just won earlier this evening, so it is Brady versus Osaka for a spot in the final on Saturday. Going to be a lot of fun. Hope you all tune in and root for Jennifer Brady. She's been so much fun to watch.
Yeah, her serve has been outstanding. She's got a really strong weapon and a forehand, and no fans at the U.S. Open. She started out playing at the ITF level where there were no fans, so she's got that self-motivation. She generates her own buzz, and it's dominating. Great crew on hand. David Kahn, Damon Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, Danny Harrington, and the rest of the crew with UCLA Athletics Communications staff. For Nick Cope, Wayne Cook, I'm Brian Fenley. The Bruin Insider Show is back, and we appreciate all of you for your time. We'll see you back here next week.
Has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.